Thank you. Thank you, Chair. I'm going to start with the publishing thing. The way we have an agreement, so we will publish IMO. The way we publish, it doesn't affect if we publish all in one, in two parts, chapters and annexes, and then supplement, or all together, or three separate. It doesn't affect the it's not going to affect ILO on the or us in the process of amending the part that we can amend and reserving ILO on a side just on the chapter side. The publication is a publication. It's a book. It's not the legal instrument, even though the CTU code is not mandatory. The instrument is going to be for us the resolution that is going to be adopted with the restructured revised CTU code. It doesn't matter how we publish later. So I just want to reassure ILO that this is not going to affect the agreement that we have with you, that that we amend annexes and et cetera. Now, the interagency group, I hope you can get on board with us because it's quite handy. And the way I at first glance, I envisage this is that at the moment we pass, for example, for IMO, the CTU code to be revised, approved, the new revised CTU code. At the same time, the committee is requested to approve the establishment of an interagency group to act, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that we have time to do that. We need to think and brainstorm ourselves, and we can ask at that moment the committee to endorse the recommendation of having an interagency group there, pending. Yes, if we meet once a year, or if we don't meet once a year, so. We can set it like that it's going to meet once a year to see the new developments. If we don't meet, we don't meet. And if we meet, we meet in online, we meet something. But we have the forum. The important thing is that we have an approved forum where we can meet. And then upon that, we decide.